Episode 1927, Get Back to Normal.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you had the opportunity to experience some relaxation over the last few days. But it's time right now to get into our mindset. Where are you headed? Are you ready to get back to normal? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I can't wait to get back to normal. It's a plea heard from many. But just a few months back, you were complaining of where you were, and now you want to get back to normal? What is normal? You want normal back? Who are you? You see, normal is defined as the usual, average, or typical state or condition. Normal is just what you know. There is nothing extravagant about it, but it's tantalizing and sensational because you know it, you love it, you're comforted by it. What if you were never supposed to feel normal? What if normal is really change, your change? Normal is not what you should know. It's who you are becoming. You see, change is a constant. So if change is always happening, why are we so uncomfortable with not being normal? But what happens when there's uncertainty and you're scared? There's this unknown factor that is very unsettling to what you know, the so-called quote-unquote normal. When you're afraid, you reach for what is comfortable, what is normal. Normal is habits, but you don't have to live normal. Yet, all you do is crave it because you know it. When you feel fear, you reach for familiar. That's what Pastor Stephen Furtick says. Has never enough become our normal? The busyness of our lives is what it is because that's what we know. We want so much now, immediately, that immediate gratification, this self-centered familiarity, it's comfort, whether it's good or bad. You may not like the situation you're in, but because it feels normal to you, there is some form of certainty there, you rather sit in that than to feel uncomfortable. Normal is a story you keep telling yourself. And that story you keep telling yourself continues to aid what you know. Therefore, you see only what you know, yet what you are to become, you're blind to. There is no peace or comfort without being engulfed in what you know, the quote-unquote normal. Even though that normal is what you were complaining about just months ago, I mean, think about it. How crazy is that? And I know I'm asking you to go deep on a Monday, but what if you getting back to normal has nothing to do with comfort? Yet ultimately you're like, but Christiane, I want to get back to normal. What if it's knowing that you are created for more, that your normal is changed, that you are to look forward to get back to normal? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to look forward. Are you trying to hold on to what you should let go of? That stuff in the past? Maybe you're holding on to it because it brought you comfort, even though it could have been harming you in some form or fashion. Or maybe you were holding on to it because it took the uncertainty out of a situation and made you feel a little better even though you didn't like it. It was familiar. You knew it, so you're okay with it. Life does not have to be about what you know, but about who you are becoming, who you are created to be. So I got a question for you. Yeah, we're going to go deep. What were your priorities prior to COVID-19? Or if you're like, Christiane, this COVID-19, I'm beyond that. Your situation that you're in right now, what were your priorities before? And currently, where are your priorities in your life? They probably look very different. Maybe one before COVID-19 was all about work and all about activities and getting the kids to soccer and to dance and to basketball practice, making sure they get the top ACT score so they can get in college even though they're only in fifth or sixth grade. Maybe the focus was to be involved in 12 community activities, but never having dinner together as a family, except maybe once a week on the way home from one of those activities. Now fast forward to where you are currently. What are your priorities? Maybe it's not work 24/7, 365. Because within the four walls, you're doing everything now. Wait, you're actually having dinner with your family. A new concept. Maybe you actually enjoy it a little bit. Yeah, it can be frustrating at times because kids, well, you know what? It's just a way to grow us. But that's for another episode. Are you willing to let God part the Red Sea to make room for what you're supposed to see? We have a good time at filling up our lives with stuff. And we pile it on. You name it, it's all in the sea. But what you really need to see is when God parts all of that and says, wait a minute, this is who you are to be. You need to slow down to speed up. God is not wanting you to do more with what you know, but to use what you know to change the world. Because we've been blinded by all the stuff, right? All the things that we think we're supposed to throw into our lives that our children are supposed to be doing. We're trying to accomplish all these accolades and live up to all these other standards. Because we think we should be doing them. And the world says we should be doing them, so why not do them? But we're blinded by all of it. Romans 12, verse 2 says this, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What lenses are you wearing? Are you looking at the sea of stuff? The Red Sea of all the stuff that you think is so vital to live. And now that you have had weeks on pause, you see things a little bit differently. Don't try and fit yourself in a box like the world has you in. You're not meant to be squeezed, at least not that way. What seems like comfort is actually uncomfortable. You are meant to rise higher than where you sit, but you must be willing to renew your mind and understand that normal is not normal, it's what you knew. What is normal in the real world is actually broken in how God sees you, how God desires you to become. You, my friend, are uniquely and wonderfully made. There is no one like you. So why are you trying to live like everybody else? Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Look forward by being a living legacy. Why should you die in order to make a difference? Your difference is here today. Be present. Now, you may not understand why things are the way they are, but that doesn't give you an excuse to beat yourself up and stay where you are comfortable. You're created to be extraordinary. Be incredible. You, my friend, were created in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. So slam the doors on comparison. Be you. What has kept you chained and buried? Where have you become entitled? Those expectations that keep holding you back. The depression, the addiction, the anger, the comparison, the list goes on and on and on. All this stuff that you have to do, but then you get all of this stuff from the other stuff. You can set a new baseline as to how you live your life. So the question is, how are you living your life? Do you really want to get back to normal the way you knew it? Or is it just merely a statement because right now that brings comfort? And in times of uncertainty, in times of question and anxiety, even in times of anger and frustration, you just want something to feel good. You want comfort. You want the feeling of a hug, even if it means it's the wrong hug. Look forward by being a living legacy. So over these next few weeks, as you ponder your new normal, what does it really mean in your head and your heart? What does it really look like? And these are tough questions. You're not going to solve this tomorrow. It's going to take you a few, well, maybe months. How do you begin to create your now? The now where it's the one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Just because stuff happens to you doesn't mean you have to live in all that stuff. That doesn't mean that that sea of life that you have created for yourself doesn't have to be so dark and filled up with the stuff that the world is setting upon you. Let God part that Red Sea so that you may see who you are to be. It's up to you. You have a choice. Yeah, you can get back to normal. But what if it's a different normal? The true normal. Something that stands out. Something that changes. Something that is built upon something greater than what you knew. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.